Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez said all the actions taken by the government to combat the spread of COVID-19 locally is reasonably required and justifiable in a democratic society. Dr. Gonzalez reiterated that vaccination is the best method in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic.
If you choose in a pandemic, you're in a frontline or strategic job to abandon your job because irrationally you don't want to take the vaccine. I can't run a government on the basis of irrationality. Of course, you may get one of the exemptions now, subject to the exemptions, Johnny P, both in relation to the vaccination or, the, as the case may be, the testing. But I can't run a government on irrationality. I have to run a government in the interest of public health. And what we are doing is reasonably required in the interest of public health. And it's reasonably justifiable in a democratic society. I have to put the children at the top of the totem pole. Their public health safety, the visitors who come in, and our nationals who come in. When you're frontline at the airport, the seaports. And what we are doing here is an example to persons in the private sector, particularly in the tourism sector, to take the vaccine. The vaccine doesn't kill you, you know. Is it COVID?
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Regionally, the Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica has announced that some Jamaicans who have been inoculated against COVID-19 will be issued new vaccination cards. The ministry says the change has become necessary as it seeks to ensure that the vaccination card contains the complete manufacturer's information and to minimize challenges that Jamaicans may experience while traveling. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 25,175. Internationally, the World Health Organization has said people who are unwell or vulnerable should delay travel if they are not completely vaccinated. In its latest advisory, the UN agency includes in that category people over 60 and those with conditions like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. An earlier WHO statement advised against all travel for this group. Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says it's time for EU member states to consider making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory. She said this needs a common approach, but it is a discussion that she thinks has to be led. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.